It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Speaking of friends, we got one of our favorite guests, one of our friends, Al Green, is in here to talk about Toys for Tots. Yes, it's not too early to talk about Toys for Tots, because if you're going to get the toys to all the kids that need it, you got to start early, and Al starts early, and it's just really basically just a few months away before we get into the heart of it. But you got a special event going on this evening at the Muya Restaurant, which is located on Richmond Road. It's in that Richmond, I don't even know what they call the shopping center, but you know where it's at. It's over there with the shopping center that's got Super One and Sam's in it.
Right.
It's kind of on the corner.
Yes.
But you teamed up with them, so they're going to give part of their proceeds tonight to help out the cause, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they will give... We will get a certain percentage of whatever the make is.
Right.
Right.
And then it'll go from there.
All right. Helps if you, when you go this evening, and it's going to be going on between 5 and 8. For the supper time, as I call it.
Yeah.
And so it'll help if you say, you know, hey, I'm in here for the Toys for Tots fundraiser.
Right.
And they'll make sure to get some of that proceeds to Al and his crew to help out the kids. 5 to 8 this evening at Muya. And Muya's got... it's been a while since I've been there, but they got some great burgers.
They do, and fries. Sweet potato fries.
Yeah, they are good. But the burgers are really, really delicious. Yeah. So go by there and get you a Muya burger this evening and some of those fries. Or they got other things on the menu as well. But between 5 and 8 and say, hey, I'm here to help out Toys for Tots, and that will do it. How'd you get in touch with them?
Get involved in Texas?
No, with Muya.
With Muya?
Yeah.
Me and my boss. Because everybody knows who my boss is.
Right.
Me and my boss sit down and we talked about ways.
I know your boss, yeah.
Me and my boss decided to sit down and try to sit down and figure out ways to raise money other than going around asking for people, my friend.
Right.
Right.
We do a number of places here in Texarkana. We got one at Muya. We got one at Slim Chicken coming up the 19th.
All right.
Is it the 19th?
Yeah, yes, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, okay, good.
And we'll be there, and then we're going to go from there. I'm hoping we can get into Big Jake's.
Oh, good.
If we can.
Yeah.
You know, he's got four places here in Texarkana.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's got some good food.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But we try to get into different places everywhere. Little restaurants and stuff. Try to help them.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, work for toward our cause. So that makes a big difference.
It does.
All right. Well, as people, in case you don't, we'll give you a little quick refresher here. Al's been doing this for almost 30 years. Is that right?
21.
Okay, well.
21. I knew it was 21 for me.
Okay. Yeah. It was Dwight who started it about 30 years ago.
Right.
Dwight Neville. Who, unfortunately, of course, as we know, he passed away last year. It was 2020.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it was 2020. I'm getting all of the years confused. 2020, he passed away, unfortunately, after a battle with cancer.
Right.
But he got that started, like I said, about 30 years ago. And then you joined him 21 years ago.
Got recruited.
And you got recruited, didn't you? Kind of like going
into the military.
Yeah, you got
hooked. You get recruited.
Yeah, it's kind of
voluntold.
Come on in. I've got a job for you.
Right.
And when you got into it, you go, wow, this is quite a bit. But you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy the fact that I can make a kid smile by passing toys out. I can give parents the toys, and they'll come back and they'll say, hey, I appreciate what you do and stuff like that, you know. Last year we gave 5 bicycles away. We did 175 families.
Wow.
And we want to do over 200 this year if we possibly can.
Good.
All right.
Yes.
The more we can do, the better off we are.
Right.
And we work with the Marines real close. And they cover a big area. Well, I cover all of Western Bowie.
Right.
They cover a bigger area than what I do.
Right.
Because they can't have fundraisers and stuff like that, so that makes a big difference on them, you know.
Right. So they're covering an area. You got that area covered, and that's a big area for you to cover.
Yes.
There's a lot of territory out there in Western Bowie County, and he's trying to do over 200 kids. So the way you can do over 200 kids, helping them out, making sure they have a great Christmas, mm-hmm. is you're going to places like Muya, and when he has them at Slim Chickens and yeah. places like that. Eat there this evening. You're going to eat something anyway, so eat there and say, I want some of the proceeds, go to that, and that'll help him get over 200 kids.
Right.
Stick around, Al. We're going to talk a lot more about this, and we've got more of the best in most countries coming up around the corner on the Pig on a Thursday morning, Friday Eve. 1039mypigradio.com. It's the Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be news time, but hey, we've already done some news, hadn't we? So we don't.
Yes, we have.
We don't have to do it this time. We're going to let our sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, just west of Texarkana. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our good friend, Al Green, from the Toys for Tots locally. He's been doing this for over 20 years.
And yeah.
Dwight Neville, who got him involved, did it for about 30 years before he passed away. And as Al said on Facebook, it's a big group that gets together. And he calls on his friends and his cohorts to get involved, and they do. And it makes it a bigger thing, and it helps them to help out more kids than they would if it was just one person out there. That's why Dwight recruited you. He said,
Man,
I see somebody that'll get in here and get involved and work hard and doesn't mind getting a little dirty and a little sweaty doing this. And you got in there. And so he had help. And then y'all have added, as the years gone along, more and more people to help out. And so it's just a kind of a, what I call the domino or snowball effect. It gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
Because you push it to get bigger and bigger. So you're going to do these fundraisers at these different restaurants, which is good. And then you said on the Facebook around mid-October or whatever, then you'll start getting those
toy boxes
out to different locations, right?
Right.
And so
Dollar General, Red River Bank, Walmart.
Yeah.
Man, I can't think of all of them.
But you've places like that.
I got all kind of places. So, we got furniture stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's places in Hooks we do put them in.
Uh-huh.
We put one in Dollar General and Sims. We just cover the bigger decab the same way. We put about five or six or seven up in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, and it's a fun thing to do.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's the right word, fun.
Well,
no, really, it's exciting to do because of the fact you know that within a week, you'll see something in the
box. You start seeing something in there.
Right.
And then it'll get more and more.
They'll
get to the point where, I got to go into this box.
Right.
Sometimes we get calls that'll be within just a few days after we put them in that the boxes are full.
Uh-huh.
Pick Grill over in New Boston
done
that three times last year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good. Yeah.
They set up a little display right when you walk in the door. It's a little display sitting there.
Uh-huh.
And you do... They'll call me and say, hey, we got a full box of property up there.
Yeah, I'll come get it.
Walmart's the same way. Somebody from Walmart will call and say, hey, we got a full box up here.
Right.
Or two full boxes. Okay, I'll be up there.
Right. You know,
it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Just to walk into a place and carry a whole box of toys out, and people are going to say, what the heck are you doing with that box of toys?
Yeah. You know?
It's kind of like, let me tell you, this is what I'm doing with it. And when you take those boxes out, hey, here's some toys that is going to light up a face, a child's face on Christmas morning. And so around mid-October on up until early December, be watching for those boxes.
Right.
And we call it Western Bowie County, but, you know, anything to the west of Texarkana out there and central and western Bowie County and all those communities like New Boston and DeKalb and on, be looking for the boxes and fill those boxes up so that the kids can have a great time. And we'll put out of work so they can go back and forth. and empty it more.
Right.
He's crazy. He's got to be crazy.
He's got to be crazy.
Yeah.
He's a crazy man. But that is going to be great. And, of course, as we know, come December, do you have a date yet for the ride?
The second.
She's flipping to the calendar as he says the second Sunday. That's November. That's November.
It is. I'm trying to get to the top line to read it.
You can't see. You can't see that small print.
It will more than likely be the 12th of December.
Okay. That'd be the second Sunday in December.
I have a set date Yeah, second Sunday.
Second Sunday in December. Ish. You have set date.
That way there's nobody on the road.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yep.
And so around the second Sunday, probably the 12th of December, but he'll nail it down. But you'll see hundreds of motorcycles as they ride around, and they got a route that they take through the area, and then it's a great scene. It's great. I know people have seen these motorcycles before and going, what in the world is going on? Have we got a convention going on?
Yeah.
Well, almost.
Kind of.
But they'll have the great ride, and then they get together for some food and fellowship and get all the more gifts together, whatever, and that's kind of when it gets going.
Yeah.
Yes, that's when it really gets going.
So look for that in December. Al, hang around just a tiny bit more, and then we'll let you go, and we'll kind of wrap it up. But more of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig. That's Jason Aldean, and why, Anna?
I don't know.
A lot of times I ask you why.
Because, John.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Because
I told you to.
That's right.
You ain't my mama. All right.
Let me trick you.
Yeah, really. 1039 mypigradio.com. We're continuing with Al Green, Toys for Tots.
Okay.
And it's time to get that going. We're already getting towards mid-August, and it'll be here before you know it. And they get that fundraiser. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a second. Hey, you two play a quick game.
Okay.
Can't let you leave without playing a quick game. The game today is called.
You thought you were going to get out of it.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get out of it. Nope. Nope. We'll make it quick.
That's how fresh you look, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It happens to come up with a classic edition slogan off. These are old commercials from back in the day when Al, you and me were younger, and even Anna was younger.
Yeah.
She was wet behind the ears. Classic edition slogan off. These are slogans from classic commercials that were on TV. I'll give you the slogan. You give me the product. Okay. So here we go. The San Francisco treat.
Oh, man.
The San Francisco treat.
I know that. No,
do you know it, Anna?
Is it Rice-A-Roni?
It's Rice-A-Roni,
yeah.
The San Francisco
treat.
Right. All right, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Don't just blurt it out, Anna.
All right.
I'll give you a hint. This is something that they can't advertise on the radio or TV anymore.
Okay.
But it says, you've come a long way, baby. And you can't advertise these things on the TV or the radio anymore. Not in the magazines either.
No, you can't, can you?
You've come a long way, baby.
It's a kind of cigarette, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Woman cigarette is what it's thought of. That's why they say baby.
Oh, okay.
She looks at me like...
It gives us hints for both of them.
She looks at like me like I'm being sexist or whatever. And it's a woman. That's why they say baby.
Okay.
Virginia Slims.
Oh, okay.
Virginia Slims. Okay, here we go. I know you're going to get this one. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
How does he do this stuff?
Do you not own cats?
My brain is not fully awake.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah. Do you have cats, Al? Around the house? Out in the yard? Do you have cats around the yard?
Mm-mm.
No, he's not. Okay, you've got a rat problem, too.
I got to talk to you.
I've got cats outside and dogs and a dog outside.
My dog chased the rest of
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Meow mix. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's a hint.
Right? Yeah. All right. Anna.
Okay.
She's so computer-oriented, that's why I say Anna. Think different. And it's a computer-type organization. They have cell phones. They have cell phones and...
Apple.
iPads. And
Apple.
Apple computers.
Apple.
Right. Apple.
Hey.
He got it!
Yay, Al!
I'm half blind on that, bro.
Yeah. And finally, inexpensive and built to stay that way. It is a car company, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you call it? A car brand, car company.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Manufacturer.
It. Yeah, manufacturer. Inexpensive and built to stay that way.
No.
It's a foreign sounding.
Foreign?
Starts
foreign
with
sounding.
An S.
To me, it's foreign sounding. I don't even know where they make it.
I don't know.
Do you know the country they make it in?
No.
Okay. Well,
Google it. Okay.
She's going to Google this real quick, and let's see if this helps us out, Al. It's a foreign job. It's not Ford or Chevy.
Like Volkswagen?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're getting in the right.
Starts with an S, though.
Or Fiat.
Starts with an S.
Talk with a Subaru.
Subaru.
There you go.
Where do they make Subaru?
In the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was foreign.
Well, we have Toyota made here, too. So.
Well,
yeah.
But it didn't start here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll see how smart we are. We got it.
Okay. And one more. This is more of a modern edition. You ever have you a beer, Al?
A beer?
Uh-huh. A beer.
At least one.
At least one. Okay. All right. This is a slogan for a beer company, and I guess it's a newer slogan because I don't recognize it. It says "Made to Chill."
Oh, it's to do with a can.
Okay. Oh, okay. Made to Chill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beer. It's a light beer, and I'll give you a hint. They brew it in Colorado.
Coors.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. All right. Very good.
Good job.
I sampled a couple of sips of them every now.
Well, you know, every once in a while, you know, just
quality control
to make sure it's still good. I understand. Yeah. I do that too sometimes. All right. Now, I hope you get a good crowd this evening at Mooyah 5 until 8. Go right. to Mooyah Restaurant. It's on Richmond Road. It's in that same shopping center with Sam's and Super One. It's on the corner there. You see it. They got great burgers and fries. Go by there between 5 and 8 this evening for supper, and tell them I'm here for the Toys for Tots fundraiser. Part of the proceeds from the sale of the food and everything will go to the Toys for Tots program to help them get more kids. They're trying to get over 200 families out in Central and Western Bowie County to make sure they have a good Christmas this year. Right. So go by 5 to 8 this evening. Mooyah!
Please, yes.
And say, I'm helping. I want to help out the Toys for Tots. And watch for more restaurants to be popping up here in the next week or two and next month or two as Al works his magic.
Yes,
Al,
he does.
Thanks for coming in, and I know you have to go to work, so have a great day out there.
I appreciate y'all inviting me in. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And listen to me.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Sometimes I babble a lot.
No,
right?
No,
kind of like
no,
somebody
no.
else I know. Right?
So do I. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and have a great event.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.